This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW.
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X. The world at play. At play.
Hello and welcome. This is Andy Lawson. I'm back with everything that you need to know from the world of sport. Before the end of this episode, we'll take a look at Rio 2016. We'll find out what else is happening in the coming days. First, news from recent days. And in golf, America's Jimmy Walker has won his first major with a one-shot win at the US PGA Championship in New Jersey. In doing that, he's managed to keep up the record that's seen 2016 as the first time all four majors have been claimed by a first-time winner since 2011. Following on from Sunday's German Grand Prix, Formula One now takes a four-week summer break. Last season's Drivers' Champion, Lewis Hamilton, has recovered from a tough start this season, and following a sixth win in seven races, he now looks in a strong position at the top of the leaderboard with 19 points the gap from second place. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic bounced back from his defeat at Wimbledon by winning the Rogers Cup in Toronto. The world number one beat Japan's Kei Nishikori in the final, 6-3, 7-5. Now, the wait is nearly over. The Olympics is back this week. As scores of the world's best athletes head to the Brazilian city of Rio. Following on from London 2012, the baton now passes there. The opening ceremony begins on Friday night, that at 8 p.m. local time. Now, despite the fact that the opening ceremony takes place then, the disciplines and sports such as archery and equestrian will actually have started before that. In the weeks leading up to the games, of course, there's been lots of talk of which competitors would and wouldn't be there, especially following the concerns of doping that were uncovered within the Russian system. Also for the organisers, there have been concerns over the Zika virus, security issues and more that have been coming out through the weeks. In terms of for those actually competing in the games, most of the athletes are there now preparing for their events, and reports coming from the athletes, those who play Pokemon Go, that they're actually not able to play in Brazil. Many of the athletes have been tweeting their disappointment about not being able to play the popular game. The athletes will be competing in sports such as gymnastics, tennis, synchronized swimming, athletics, in some action-packed days. The closing ceremony for the Olympics will be taking place on August the 21st. Obviously, the games in Rio do dominate. However, in cricket, Pakistan still in England with the third test against the hosts. Edgbaston is the venue for this test. Also, keeping with England and the domestic football season outside of the English Premier League. So those from the division below and then below that all start their seasons this weekend. Well, that is the latest. If you want to find out more of what's happening in the world of sport, I'm back with The World at Play, same time next week.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine,
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
This is Radio X.